The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio in downtown Redding here on Market Street.
Hello.
With Carl and Linda Bott. Today, March 12th, our son's birthday. It's his birthday today. And son-in-law. He's like a son. And today, 7:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring, Compassion, Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. They were just on yesterday with all types of good information. We're quickly approaching St. Paddy's Day, and we have Ben with us. Not the old Ben. This is the new Ben, is our producer. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, sir. How are you today? I'm doing great.
Good. What are you doing on St. Paddy's Day?
I'm working here.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh.
Do you, I know that there's a fundraiser that's happening at the, at the rodeo. That is probably just for the rodeo people, but it's Women's Auxiliary that's putting on a
corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah. But this weekend, in fact, I had meetings last night with Billy and Patrick. It would be Patrick, and he and I are going to co-MC the Turtle Bay fundraiser. So Lee Luft is the auctioneer, and that's happening this Saturday. So and it's called Havana Night. So anyway, we went through the script and went through, you know, all the wonderful night. Of course, it's amazing how the community comes together and does this amazing stuff. So, you know, there's just a lot going on. I saw a picture of Facebook of Pat Karch and all his Irish splendor. I think he's playing at Tacoro. So, yeah.
Tacoros?
Tacoro. Isn't it?
Taroko.
Taroko. Thank you. Taroko.
Want to do the weather?
Yeah. I'm having a hard time hearing you, buddy.
You know, I am too. Where am I at?
There we go.
Turn my...
Here we go.
No. Turn me up. You don't have to turn them up. Turn
like
me
hear
up.
Him.
Okay, now.
All right. Wind advisory is happening right now.
Where are we going?
If you just looked outside or stepped outside for a minute, we've got showers. Our temperatures are going to be around 57 tonight. Overnight lows with showers once again at 40. But again, when we have that wind advisory, it looks like we could get up to 40 miles per hour. Again, and then tomorrow looks like we have showers with thunderstorms after 11 with around 56. And it looks like we have about 90% chance of precipitation, which looks like it's going to be raining. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Friday looks like it's going to be around 47, but we don't have snow on this. We remember early in the week we thought it looked like snow, but we were watching a little bit of the forecast tonight. It looks like Eskimo Hill and areas like that could get snow, but it looks like Friday looks like around 47 with, again, those gusts up to about 33 miles per hour. Friday night showers once again, and Saturday and Sunday we just have showers throughout the week. Maybe a good time to put your plants out just for a little bit, but where they aren't going to get blown over. I always think about that, like an hour of good rain is good for your plants. And there you go. The weather forecast is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, the Kinney family, 365-3793, where they always give veterans and seniors a discount.
Yesterday, I was talking about the $508,000 gift that Redding Rancheria is giving to assist veterans. And there was the press release had been miswritten.
Okay.
And even when I called over there, they were confused. So, the $508,000, that's coming, by the way. It was $408,000 was to replace the roof of the Veterans Memorial Building, not replace the building on where the Shasta County Veterans Service Office is moving to. And there was the confusion there. So it's the Vets Hall on Yuba Street. is going to have a new roof on it, which it needs.
Yeah.
And then $100,000 to help with renovations in the new County Veterans Service Office at 1840 Shasta Street, which is across the street from, you know, the present Veterans Service Office. They're just moving across the street.
Okay.
But they're used, but
and
they're
the
going to
help.
Yeah, in the old Black Bear Diner.
Yeah. All right. So it's right across the street.
Better parking. Yeah. It's got, it has a wheelchair ramp in there. It's got, more room, and they're going to, gift the Veterans Service Office, in this case, the county, $100,000
to
help make it look good.
Anyway, there was some,
you know, because somebody asked me too, and they said, I heard it was for the roof of the, you know, of the Veterans Hall. And I said, no, they were real clear about it. Well, they were right. Debbie, you were right.
All right, so it is for the roof of the Veterans
Hall. It is for the
roof. Now, here's the thing. The Veterans Hall is really a nice facility, and we think about where can we go where we can use the facility. Now, I know a lot of people feel like it's
not glamorous enough.
You can touch it up though because no, the bathrooms are nice.
I'm just trying to come up.
You got the whole thing. You're walking through. It seems to be those unhoused that want to stay on the street and sleep on the street. You're walking through a lot of that. And
well,
I think for some people that's frustrating. Now we did go to an event. Simpson put on a fantastic event there and the way they dressed that event was like, whoa. They really made that event feel glamorous.
If I may disagree just once with you.
All right. Oh, please. Please. I need it. My morning disagreement. Yes.
Well, no, you've already had it. It started at 5:30 with your.
Go ahead.
Not with me. But this is what happens when you're in charge of a lot of things, a lot of events. You start having disagreements. What the police have done, RPD have done, is they've swept that area. And they sweep that area on a regular basis because there was a time that the elderly veterans were being harassed and all this. I'm not saying there's none down there, but as far as there being a big presence, that isn't there. The largest concern, biggest problem at the Veterans Hall is there's no parking. Across the street is the, you know, it's owned by the railroad. And Shasta County somehow, in the last 17 years that I've lived here, can't figure out a way to work out some kind of lease with the railroad so people can just park across the street instead of having to park. You can park down at the parking structure, but then you got to cross the tracks. And if you're older, that just gets hard.
And
there's only so much room around there for, you know, parking. So people, what they do is they park on the railroad property anyway. And the railroad hadn't been, you know, they haven't been towing people or anything. Mm-hmm. But it seems like there ought to be a way they can do it. Anyway, again, Brady Rancheria, thank you very, very much for your $508,000 contribution. Okay.
Mm.
What else?
What are the headlines today?
Well,
all right.
I had something else.
All right. What? You go ahead.
Fountain Wind Project. It came up again
at
the Board of Supervisors, and it was another 5-0 vote against having the windmills put up, the wind towers put up. It was 5-0 before, and it's 5-0 again, and I think it's going to continue to be 5-0 against having the Fountain Wind Project. They're saying, well, it's out of Houston and all that's got really, to me, that's got nothing to do with it. It's the fact that the community, including the tribe up there, are totally against it. And what's the hard part on this is the state passed that act, AB 205, that allows the California Energy Commission to bypass local control and approve the project. So they could override local, you know, all of us. If we marched in mass, all 198,000 people carrying babies, pushing wheelchairs, riding horses, if Shasta County marched and said, we don't want this project, the California Energy Commission could say, it's going up. So, anyway, not saying
that's
it
been
is.
Something on I'm the radar saying, for years.
Yeah, I'm not saying they would do that, but it's they've got the right, according to this assembly bill, which is against the people and for big corporations, which is what the Democrats love down in Sacramento. Well, they do. I mean, they obviously do. They're not for individual freedoms. They are for the government taking over everything. The Democrats in Sacramento. Just look at the way they vote. And if Republicans doing it, I'd say the same thing.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anybody wants to take away your liberties by overriding a community that has real concerns over a project, and they say, and this Fountain Wind project, how much electricity, one, is it going to generate? And two, how much of it is going to happen because of the amount of money poured into these projects, these subsidies that are poured into these projects? That's, you know, would they build them without that? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. We've got health in Shasta County Health Department coming
Ooh.
In. Woo! Yeah, Brandon.
All right, and then we're going to get to some headlines today. I wanted to talk about a few things that have, yeah.
No,
all
okay,
right?
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay Warhawk Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria,
proud to play our part.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back.
All right, we're awake now. How about you?
Welcome
Love having you with
radio.
Us this morning.
Okay, now you can turn me down a little bit. Okay, I don't know what's going on.
That's just, okay. It's all good. Good,
hey,
good, good.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the March the 12th at 7:20 in the morning with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by, how about Four Winds Jewelry?
Yeah, great.
Four Winds Jewelry. Pull that one out. The Four Winds Jewelry.
Heading over
you know.
There today because they're doing a generous donation for our Breast Cancer Awareness Chicks and Chaps event that's happening May 16th. So
And where are you going to exactly?
Four Winds Jewelry.
At 2225 Hilltop
Drive. For all your jewelry
voted
needs.
Voted best in the North State for 3 years in a row. They got it all. They're great people. Locally owned, locally operated. Can't say enough about them. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Our choice for jewelry.
Okay.
Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, we are here with Brandon Thornock, who is the CEO of the Shasta Community Health Center. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's our first time meeting you, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. First of all, I know I'm just going to jump in here because we're going to be talking about the Shasta Community Health Center and some of the things about Medicaid and what have you. But first, let's meet you.
Yeah.
Let's let our listeners this morning, as they're going to school and going to work, know about you and how you came about this position, your history, et cetera. So let's find out about you. Where did you get your taste for healthcare?
You bet. Well, you know, I have to give a shout out to my wife and four kids. If you want to get to know who I am, you know, I got to give a nod to the family. I have a household full of four teenagers. So you can imagine how crazy my life is right now.
What did you stair step?
Pretty much. There's about a year and a half between each one.
Whoa.
And they're very, very active. But
was
cool,
it exactly a year and a half? One reason is I want to find out. I just want to find out how, you know.
In the neighborhood.
You know, here it is.
No, I think what's cool about that is that they're all like in high school, because my brother and I were 4.5 years apart. So there you go.
Yeah.
I'm coming in, he's going out. So that's really cool that they can champion each other when they can. When they feel like it.
or team up against my wife and I. It's one or the other.
So four teenagers.
Yep. And we've been in this community for 12 years.
Oh, that's great.
I've been working at Shasta Community Health Center the entirety of that duration of that time. Before becoming the CEO, I was the Chief Operations Officer. I was in that role for 6 or 7 years. Before that, the Director of Clinical Operations. I did healthcare before I moved to this community, but you know, frankly, when the opportunity came up to move out here and my wife and I came and saw how beautiful it was and just great, great people, we just fell in love with the
Where'd
area.
You come from?
It was actually from the Salt Lake City area, north of Salt Lake City. I worked for Intermountain Healthcare. You may be familiar with that healthcare system.
Uh-huh.
But out here, it was the opportunity to transition into a community health center, which is a very unique space in healthcare where you target populations that are underserved. It could be because of poverty. It could be due to socioeconomic status or other challenges that they may be facing. And so it really spoke to me as an individual, and it's just been great.
Fantastic. Okay, well, that kind of brings us to why you're here and you're building up inside within for your leadership position, and now you have this gorgeous new facility. Share with us about when this launched and the new facility. I don't think a lot of people know about it, and I have a good girlfriend now that it's is a doctor over there and loves the feeling of being involved inside of the organization.
Yeah, you know, we've got a number of locations at Shasta Community Health Center. You know, we serve on any given year just under 40,000 individuals here in Shasta County. And if you measure 2 to 3 years, that number gets closer to 60,000 individuals. Last year we saw, you know, those folks in roughly 160,000 visits. And so we have a number of locations throughout Shasta County. The location that you're referring to is our new Women's Babies and Children's Center right there on Placer and Continental. That was a building that we were able to build to relocate our maternity services. We primarily focus on high risk maternity, but there's some folks that are not as high risk that are able to participate and receive care at that location. And then on the bottom floor, we have our pediatrics department. So we were able to relocate the pediatrics department. We are by far the largest pediatrics department in Shasta County. In fact, we were recognized as the number one in the North State pediatric care provider,
yay,
which we're very proud, yay, of. Our clinicians were excited about that, and staff, and it's very, very well deserved. And we also have vision care in that location,
ooh,
as well. And, you know, that's another service that we're very, very proud of, that we've been able to bring primarily to the Medi-Cal population, a.k.a. Medicaid. That's a word that's thrown around at the federal level, but
okay,
it's the same thing. California just always has to put their brand on things. It's Medi-Cal and Medicaid is the same thing. But, you know, that's been a great resource for folks who are experiencing vision issues, who didn't really have a lot of great access in the private community. If you talk to the private optometrist, they'll tell you the reimbursement is just, it just doesn't cover their costs. And so, we were able to build a resource that's been a great boon for them.
Now, your vision, because you're talking about pediatrics, is the vision pediatrics vision or is that for all?
It's for all.
Okay, that's good. For me, I had that clarified. Okay.
Yeah.
So, we were discussing before you started about clarifying some things that are happening with Medicaid or Medi-Cal. Mm-hmm. So we've got about 4 minutes left before the break. Can we just start maybe rolling that out a little bit?
Yeah, you bet. I'd love to. So there's a couple things for people to be aware of, because there's this big conversation happening at the federal level about potential Medicaid cuts, right? Well, you know, one of the big questions that I get is, as I've been advocating and saying, hey, you guys, we need to pay attention to this, right? What's happening there can impact,
right,
us here in Shasta County. One of the big questions that I get is, isn't Medicaid or Medi-Cal a state program? What is what's happening at the federal level? How does that impact the state? Well, the less commonly known fact related to Medicaid is that in the state of California, while it is a state-run program, it is subsidized at 50% from the feds. Okay, and in fact, the related cousin to Medicaid, which is the California Health Exchange Plans, covered,
mm-hmm,
California, that's reimbursed at 90% using those Medicaid dollars. Okay.
From the feds, at
the federal level.
Okay.
So as they're having those conversations at that level about potentially cutting some of those dollars, that then trickles down to the state, where the state is placed in a position where they then have to make decisions. Okay, we no longer have as much money to provide this care. What are we going to do with that? Do we cut other programs in the state? Do we take from education? Do we take from, you know, the state-owned highway systems? Okay, that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
But if we need this, I mean, let me ask this.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that could happen or may happen.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't,
yep,
happened.
No, that's correct.
Has,
right,
there been any pauses on, you know, because a lot of things are pausing until they're researching. Has there been any pause on the funding?
So that there has been a very slight pause in,
okay,
the healthcare space,
yeah,
for grants and awards,
oh, yeah,
but
for grants.
That got refreshed. So
okay,
there was a slight pause.
Okay.
So it could have, of course it could have a big effect.
If you start
cutting that, just like it could have a big effect on Medicare,
mm-hmm,
and these.
Absolutely.
So But people need to understand that, you know, when we come back from this break, what kind of impact
Absolutely.
That could have. Okay. Yep. So everybody can have it laid out that if we're cut this much, this is what happens here. Okay.
Yep, you got it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, 4 branches. Started in Red Bluff, got 2 branches right here in Redding and 1 down in Anderson. That's their newest branch. It's a local bank, local board of directors, good people there. It's like the Cheers of banks. And now it appears that, well, Matt Mosley, who was the CEO, was on and said that they are going to be merging with Plumas Bank, which, believe it or not, is another local bank started in Gridley. So we go from 4 banks to 19 banks that spread from here all the way north into Reno. They've actually got a Plumas Bank in Reno. I saw that the other day when I was researching it. So same great service, more opportunities. Our branches here in Reading, nothing's going to touch them. They're going to be still here, and you can still do business as like Linda and I do with Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Good morning on this Wednesday. We were talking about this last night about that, you know, when we hump day. And one of the gals that was at this meeting last night, we were meeting for Turtle Bay for the fundraiser coming up on Saturday. She was talking about how her son plays baseball, and they went on this tour because of the camp he was at when he was, and she said, because I said, when we play this hump day commercial, some people don't like it. I always laugh every time. I don't care how stupid it is. I like stupid funny anyway. That she said that every time there were two mics on the team, and every time somebody got up, they go, mic, you know, in regards to the commercial that we're going to play later on in the show today, because we have to. It's Wednesday.
You know where it is, man? You know where the commercial is?
It's okay. The 12th of March today. Gosh, can you believe that?
Happy birthday, Vince.
Yep, 7:35 in the morning. And we're here with Brenda Thornock, the CEO of Shasta Community Health Center. We've been talking about Medicare and Medicaid and Medi-Cal.
With all the cuts going on in the government, we're having Brandon on because there could be impacts. Now, nothing's happened yet.
Right.
And, you know, we don't want to yell Chicken Little. You know, sky's falling. But as you've seen in other places, 80,000 people being cut out of the VA system. I mean, not patients, but workers. So what kind of impact? And they're promising that that's not going to have an impact, that these are we have redundant jobs and all these things. Well, we'll see. Now, if they start cutting or pausing the Medicaid, what impact will that have on Redding in Shasta County?
Yeah, I think to get a good understanding of what the potential impact could be, first you have to understand how many people we're talking about in Shasta County. And if you look at the total population in Shasta County, it's roughly 180,000 individuals, mm-hmm. somewhere in that neighborhood. Partnership Health Plan of California, I think this is an important point because not a lot of people connect mm-hmm. these dots. Partnership Health Plan of California provides care. They are the insurance provider for roughly 66,000 Shasta County citizens. Okay, so a lot of folks will say, "Hey, I have
a lot
my insurance
of people on this."
That's
yeah.
a lot of people. That's over one in three. Okay, but what a lot of people don't understand is that Partnership Health Plan of California is Medicaid. Okay, that is Medicaid. And so it's important for people to understand that we're talking about a very large portion of our population.
Say one more time. Partners?
Partnership Health Plan of California.
The one that Randall Hempling headed up for years.
Yeah, Randall's been on the board at PHC, you'll hear him referred to as, or just partnership.
Okay, but as we have a lot of these names thrown in a pot, mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful in the morning show, Brandon, that you're here so we can – one more time, put it on the blackboard or the whiteboard of the brain to yeah. understand. You just said Partnership Healthcare of California is part of?
Partnership Health Plan of California is the provider of all the Medicaid, also known as Medi-Cal coverage.
Okay. So this
in our county.
In our county. Okay. Yep. That's okay. Concise.
Okay. Now that we've established that, you know, obviously, a lot of decisions haven't been made yet, right? At the congressional level, the Senate, remember, they passed a budget that was a lot more conservative than the one that came through the House, the budget reconciliation bill. And you'll remember President Trump is really excited about the The one that's going through the House of Representatives.
The continuing resolution, that was passed.
Different than the continuing resolution. This is the other one where basically the House of Representatives, they have this goal of cutting $2 trillion out of the system. The challenge that a lot of us are facing as it relates to Medicaid, I'm getting there. It's just important to understand how this all works.
Like it.
The Energy and Commerce Committee has been tasked with eliminating $880 billion over the next 10 years. The Energy and Commerce Committee is the committee that's over Medicare, Medicaid, a lot of other areas, such as, you know, cybersecurity. There's a number of different areas that they're over.
Energy and Commerce Committee.
They touch on a lot of different areas.
Okay. They do. They touch on a lot of different areas. Now, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office last week came out with a report, and they basically indicated that if the Energy and Commerce Committee were to cut all areas that they possibly could and not touch Medicare or Medicaid, they could cut about $135 billion. Okay, well, that's still pretty far short of $880 billion, which is the goal. That's $745 billion, to be precise. Now, President Trump has said, don't touch Medicare. Don't touch Medicare, right? So if you take Medicare out of the equation, then you have Medicaid as the option to get us to the $745 billion, right? Which is the shortfall. That's the main concern that's coming out and from.
But that's kind of a separate. I mean, this is one of those things where here's the dots.
Yep.
If you connect the dots, but the dots may not have anything to do with it. However, I see what you're saying. the idea of, and not here, of course, but I understand there's been. Lots of money that was spent incorrectly through Medicaid, given it to people that shouldn't have been on it. You know, I mean, billions. We're talking billions here. Have you heard that?
Yeah, so.
And by the way, it is just not Medicaid. It is, the Social Security is billions and billions of dollars to people that shouldn't even been getting it. May not even be real people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it depends on what you're referencing, Carl. And,
yeah.
And there's one reference that came out pretty prominently. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had mm-hmm. mentioned this $50 billion number, mm-hmm. right? And I think he was quoted as saying something about there's $50 billion in estimated and lost dollars in Medicaid every year alone.
Right.
When you look under the hood of that number in particular,
yeah.
you know, he was referencing the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office
right.
data where they had indicated that there's $50 billion in improper payments. They didn't say fraud. So in that number, is there a potential for some fraud? Absolutely. I mean, even just logic, mm-hmm. there's going to be some of that. But what also
improper payments could be too much or too little.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It could be just, you know, clerical errors or mm-hmm. bureaucratic errors. What's very common in the billing, the coding and medical documentation world is you have a code that you've identified, but the medical documentation doesn't match up with the code.
And under the new coding system where there's 8,000 something codes, including yeah, what yeah. happens if you catch, That's get this right. one. You're injured because your water skis catch on fire. I'm not kidding you. That's one of them.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
I had a
yeah.
doctor tell me that. He says, what are we supposed to do with that? And I went, I don't know. There's a difference between improper and fraud.
That's right. And the point being is that you're not going to find $880 billion or $743 billion of fraud. It's just not there. It's just not there. And
well, at least not Medicaid. I mean, if you add it all up, we could have that much in this government with all the money we spend. And being in that bureaucracy for a long time, the amount of money that you see being wasted and this. So is it, you know, I would prefer maybe the term misspent as opposed to fraud.
Yeah.
because it would cover a whole gamut of things. Mm-hmm. And you could go from one end of the government, starting with A, all the way to, you know, zebra reproduction studies, to Z, and ask yourself, okay.
Yeah.
But Trump has said he don't want to touch Medicare.
Medicare. Mm-hmm.
And I think what that, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's true, but I think what he's going to also, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, which in this case would be Medi-Cal,
mm-hmm.
because you're you know, cutting away that resource.
That's right. Yeah.
Is going to cause a lot of problems.
Yep. It would cause major problems.
It would cause major problems.
As we established before the break, you know, the state has to make decisions on where to cut and it or to, you know, reallocate dollars. Mm-hmm. If they start drawing the line at a different income level, for example, where you could qualify for Medi-Cal, then it's basically folks who are let loose and they no longer have coverage, right? And while that could technically for a short period of time save the taxpayers' dollars, what it does is it shifts costs into other areas, right? So you have folks who no longer have access to healthcare, or if they come to see us, because we don't turn folks who don't have insurance away, okay? But if that transitions from compensated care to uncompensated care, well, I have almost 100 doctor, you know, physicians,
yes.
or clinicians, of all levels. I've got nearly 500 staff. We've got all these different resources that we have cobbled together through because of those dollars and also grants and awards. And we may have to consider cutting services. We may have to, you know, look at doing.
Well, if you
things
don't
very,
have the money, if you don't have the money, you have to do that. You know, it's just like any other business.
That's right.
And hey, we're here with Brandon Thornock, who is CEO of the Shasta Community Health Center, and he's talking about, and it hasn't happened yet, but it doesn't mean that it, you know, that there couldn't be cuts coming down to Medicaid, and then that becomes Medi-Cal, the partnership health plan, and you've got 60,000 people out of like 190,000 in Shasta County that are on that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Randall Hempling points out. And the thing about our partnership health plan here, too, and everybody talks about, well, you know, everybody's taking their cuts. The partnership health plan here under Hempling and his and that group here, which, by the way, is all voluntary, mm-hmm. the board is, has cut their expenses, the overhead, down to 4%.
Yep.
They could have as much as, what, 10 or 12%?
Yeah, it depends on the size of the organization. Yeah. It can go as high as 20.
Yeah, and so what he's done is, what's that mean? That means hundreds of millions of dollars come back into healthcare.
That's right.
Specifically healthcare.
That's right.
So it's not like we're sitting up here and there's a bunch of people getting rich off of Medi-Cal.
Mm-hmm. Here.
So yep. I just think people need to understand that. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hey, I heard that song the other night. There was this beautiful woman down at the...
One key lower, though.
Down at the Reading Rancheria Community Fund.
Bonnie
that,
Tyler.
That
I mean,
Saint
she,
Bonnie...
Tyler.
Rhea. Was it Rhea?
No, that's a different one. She's a blues singer, but that was like, she's a monster.
Yeah.
She's a monster.
You did a great
job. So when
on.
You're belting Fs, you better be in shape.
You did a great job.
I, well, you know.
People were on the tables.
Right.
There were two fist fights. Poseidon actually was poking the other Poseidon. They were in a fight over who's the best Poseidon. 7:51 in the morning, and welcome back to the show with Carl and Linda Bott, as if you couldn't tell. Hey, we're here with Brandon Thornock, who is the CEO of the Shasta Community Health Center, which is a big operation. And he wanted to come on, and I think it's just a great idea. First of all, to give some publicity to an organization that keeps a lot of people healthy. But also to talk about, as we've all heard, and we don't want to be Chicken Little, the sky's falling. And Brandon's been very clear about that. There hasn't been any cuts or stoppages of Medi-Cal, Medicaid payments. There was a slight pause for about something, but then it went right back in on what was that?
It was on the grants.
Okay, on grants. There's a lot of grants, so that had just, you know, did stop.
Yeah.
So when we talk about 60% of the Shasta County population being on Medi-Cal, Medicaid, what does that look like here in Reading to you?
Well, you know, I touched base a little bit earlier on how that could impact negatively Shasta Community Health Center and how we would have to potentially cut different services. And when you talk about a community health center, you have to recognize that we serve the most vulnerable of the vulnerable, right? We target those folks who have nothing or next to nothing. And so a lot of folks are coming to the table, and they have a lot of addictions that they're suffering with. They could have all sorts of chronic diseases. You know, I mentioned pediatrics. We serve by far the most California Children's Services kids. Those are kids who have either through from birth or through no fault of their own, they have some sort of mental or physical disability, right? We serve
Mom was on drugs or drunks.
Absolutely.
Or alcohol.
We serve those populations.
Sure.
Well, as you can imagine, it takes a lot of caseworkers, social workers, case managers. It takes drug and alcohol counselors. It takes all these resources to provide care for these folks. And especially in the rural community, there are a lot of folks who need our services who don't have vehicles or they don't have money for gas. And so we have to connect them to those resources in order to provide them care. So when you start talking about cuts in the Medi-Cal space, which is our largest payer in our system, which helps support a lot of these things, if you cut those dollars,
you're hitting the lowest of the lowest.
That's right.
Wait a minute, the weakest of the weakest.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
yeah.
we have to start cutting
services. Yeah. And that's just from the community health center perspective. We haven't even touched on rural hospitals. Right.
And this is a totally different show. And I want you to come back when you talk about that. One of the reasons that Shasta County gets this continuing black eye is we talk about the high rate of cancer, smoking. I mean, we can go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
ACEs and everything.
Yep.
It's not just Shasta County. It's the North State.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason, in my opinion, and others experts like you, is we don't have the rural medical facilities to help with things like suicides, mental health, and all of these. I mean, you really got to reach out. When you live in Burney or a farm outside, I don't know, is Bieber? Is Bieber still in Shasta County? Anyway,
no,
Burney.
No, that's another one.
Tehama.
But when you're looking that far
Modoc.
Out.
Modoc.
Yeah, I think it's Modoc.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you start looking that far out, though, the ability to help people really drops.
Yep.
And like you just said, and we're going to talk about this at a later date, if that's okay, the rural hospitals and rural medical care out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're talking about the weakest. And I'm not going to get into why, you know, if somebody wants to use drugs and then won't stop and all that, I don't have a lot of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
But you get kids or you get people that not anything done, you know, due to what they've done.
Yep. Yeah.
But we haven't seen those cuts. So what kind of, when you say level, are you going to like, would it be just like starting to lay people off?
You know, I hate that word, Carl. Layoffs. It's ugly. If things were to get really, really bad, we would look at more of like a hiring freeze approach, right?
Right. Yeah.
Reallocating, you know, employees from one position to another.
Reallocating is a much better term. And it's positive.
How about?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And it happens through attrition, right? As people are naturally leaving.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. You know, to me, if you really want to get rid of, you know, people, I mean, you know, cut back, is so many people retire, so many people go to other places. Don't rehire them. Train your people to do two jobs.
Yeah, that's right. And those are one of the tools in the tool bag, right, that we could implement if we needed to. I'd like to avoid that, Carl.
Well, of course, we all would. But in a business, when that happens, guess what?
Yeah.
My producers get their hours cut. I don't get paid. Well, I don't get paid anyway. Linda doesn't get paid.
You should see Ben's face right now.
No, the producers get paid. I mean, you know, every 2 weeks, producers get paid no matter anything else.
Yeah.
And this isn't aimed at you at all. But government does have a lot of places they could take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
And, however, when you get into medical care, it becomes kind of personal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If that makes sense.
Yeah, very personal.
Because the thing you're facing is the same thing that veterans may be facing when you cut out 80,000 people out of the Veterans Administration. What's that mean?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Is there that much waste? Is there that many redundant jobs? 80,000?
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that you came on today to kind of talk about these are potentials that could happen that we're talking about. An impact on 60% of our population.
Yeah, 30, a strong 30.
Oh, 30%.
Over, yeah,
oh,
over,
I thought.
Yeah, sorry,
well,
a little over 30.
It still is
66,000.
Oh, 66,000. Okay. So 30% then of the, wow.
That's still a lot of people.
It's still a lot of people, Carl.
Yeah.
But you said there was a freeze, and then it's been backed up. So we're not there as of now.
We're okay.
Yeah, we're not sounding the hey, alarm. This has happened.
Right.
You know, the sky is falling. Chicken Little reference. But
we're not doing that.
But isn't that what advocacy is? You see what's happening at the federal level. We've elected these officials to speak on our behalf, right? And we see some concerns, we the people, and we're saying, we have this moment now to say, hey, you're talking about healthcare here. You know, from my perspective, that's what advocacy is all about. You know, this conversation here, it's about driving awareness. This is what could potentially happen if they make this decision. If they, you know, let's make sure that our elected officials understand that.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's why I like to advocate and share awareness.
Okay, we have to run. We're here with Brandon Thornock.
Thank you so much for joining.
The CEO of Shasta Community Health Center. It won't be the last time. We'll get you rescheduled.
Yeah, regularly.
Because I want to talk about rural hospitals and this plays such a big part. So thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Todd Jones and the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Republicans optimistic they'll be able to pass a Trump-endorsed continuing resolution to keep the government up and running through September.
Senator Marsha Blackburn says there's only one reason for Democrats not to support the bill.
Schumer wants another Schumer shutdown.
Because she says he's hoping that would make President Trump and the Republicans look bad.
But he's just so wrong on this.
Wrong about how the voting public would respond to a shutdown. After all, Blackburn says poll after poll shows
the American people agree with the steps that we're taking to get this economy back on track.
A vote is expected as soon as Republicans can muster the handful of Democrat votes they'll need to get the bill over the finish line. Bob Agner reporting.
The Europeans, apparently the Canadians as well, promising retaliatory tariffs on American goods now that President Trump's 25% levies on steel and other metals imports have taken effect. The president, though, holding tight to his pro-tariff stance.
In the face of tumbling stock prices and increased worries about a recession, the White House says the president is unwavering in his approach to tariffs and trade. Asked about the recent Wall Street losses, the president said markets are going to go up and down. He went on to say that he believes what his administration is doing is the right thing to do, even if it means a little, in his words, disturbance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democratic U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire announcing that she is not going to be running for re-election. Inflation cooled a bit last month, according to the government's Consumer Price Index. Prices rose 0.2% in February, the smallest month-to-month increase in 7 months. It was a better showing than economists had been expecting. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 329 points, the Nasdaq 79 points higher, and the S&P is 7 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
The U.S. is not alone in grappling with serious immigration challenges.
The European Union wants to set up return hubs in third countries to send rejected asylum seekers. In a new migration proposal unveiled Tuesday, the EU also wants to step up deportations. The EU Commission says only about 20% of people with a return order are effectively removed from EU territory. The proposal would set a standard for all 27 EU member countries and allow national authorities from one country country to enforce the deportation order issued by another. But for the proposal to work, a deportee's country of origin would have to agree to readmit its citizen. I'm Donna Water.
The captain of a cargo ship that collided with a U.S. tanker is a Russian national who remains in U.K. police custody. The vessel's owner confirms 59-year-old man is a Russian who led a mixed crew of Russians and Filipinos. He was arrested yesterday on suspicion of manslaughter by gross negligence. Townhall.com. The security clearances of former Biden administration officials have been pulled.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard also revoked the security clearances of the 51 former intelligence officials who signed the letter calling the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation. Gabbard also announced that former President Biden is no longer receiving the president's daily brief, a summary of intelligence issues. Also included in the revocation, Antony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, Lisa Monaco, Mark Zaid, Norman Eisen, Letitia James, Alvin Bragg, and Andrew Weissman. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A Texas appeals court halting the execution of a man who has spent more than 30 years on death row and had been set to die by lethal injection this week. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals issuing a stay of execution for 67-year-old David Wood, convicted in the killings of six girls and young women. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of downtown Reading on Market Street with our window on the world, and the window looks cloudy outside. Today, March the 12th, 2025. In case I'm doing that for our guest because he gets confused. 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I can do it because he's another Marine, and
okay.
We do these things.
All right.
He's used to it. Don't turn him on yet.
Oh, gosh. He can't even. He's getting slapped around, and he hasn't even started.
Well, and there's a reason, you know, why, but I'm not going to mention it on the air until we get closer.
All right.
Till November. Turn him on.
That's okay. He's back. All right.
Hey, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And if you'd heard the show yesterday, you would have heard because great things are going on over there. Go to archives and take a listen on the imagery side and some other things. Ben's at the helm. And is there a national day or what was it? National Pudding Day?
No, today is actually National Plant a Flower Day.
Oh, it's that time of the year.
Well, you can throw seeds.
Yep. That's it. Plant a flower.
I've thought about that before. Just throwing wild flower seeds and
I've been thinking about throwing grass seed in our backyard.
For 5 years.
The only thing that's in our backyard in this one spot is the... You know, that mesh.
The mesh.
The mesh that they use with sod.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's left is the mesh. There's no grass there.
I'm going to give you an update of the weather. It looks like we are under a wind advisory. Showers today. Temperatures falling to around 52 by 2 p.m. Looks like we're up to, we could have a big wind today. And
like 38 miles per hour or something like
so
that.
That's
wind gusts.
Wind
advisories are out.
And tomorrow as well with possible thunderstorms after 11. And again, windy as well. Friday showers, once again, with 47, 8 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to about 33. So in the next two or three days, now we look outside right now in our window, everything looks calm. We look at the tree, we look at the branches and the trees. We've got a palm tree across the way there. So we kind of look at that. But anyway, the weather,
it
looks like we have rain throughout the week, showers all the way through Sunday. And that's the forecast. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas, Propane. They always bring us our weather. It's a veteran-owned business out in Anderson, the Kinney family, where they always give senior and veteran discounts focusing on our community. Veteran-owned business, give them a call at 530-365-3793. 8:08 in the morning, and, very happy to have Todd
Jones, who is the CEO.
No, Todd.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce.
And
And what's going on is Todd's also a former Marine.
Hoorah.
Just like me. And I tease him about this one thing. And I'm getting to be merciless at this point.
Yes, you are.
Because, you know, we talked about the Marine Corps ball, and we just had a meeting yesterday.
250 years this year.
250 Whoa. Years. I tell you, we are really up in the game, too, man. You're not going to want to miss this one. You're going to be able to take something home, one of a kind.
Oh, wow.
Everybody.
Wow.
One of a kind.
You know what made me sad? I had two opportunities to go to Iwo Jima when I was in Okinawa, and both of the trips got canceled because of weather.
Yeah.
I'm so mad. I wish I could have gone.
Well, you may be seeing something like that.
I was just
like
going to say, that's what made me think about it.
You may be seeing something like that.
So, Todd, you know, being the president of Chamber of Commerce, you know, you are doing podcasts as well.
Yeah.
Now, when you do these podcasts, they are of new businesses, perhaps, that have joined?
You know, typically my podcasts right now are kind of community leaders. So the podcast is called City Builders. I don't like to talk about it on the radio too much because
it's something that you're doing.
Radio.
So that, yeah.
So we have a podcast. I try to do it once a month.
Uh-huh.
And, so far, I'm trying to think through all the folks, but we've had folks like, Reading Police Chief Brian Barner. I just released one yesterday with Todd Smith, the CEO of Mercy Medical Center, and he's been with Dignity Health for many decades. You know, I've had some business owners as well on there. I'll have a few more upcoming ones, but it's been a great podcast. And, you know, really my goal is I had Kimberly Johnson with Arch Collaborative a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my goal is really to talk about what's going on in the community, like have some engaging conversations. We do want to talk to business owners too, and we do that sporadically as well. But really, I think, you know, not everybody listens to KCNR, which is unfortunate because you learn a lot of information. I learn a lot of information when I'm driving the kids to school. And so trying to kind of break down issues,
it helps.
We've got thousands that we know that listen to us. And the thing that we think that we're picking up on is after we have somebody in here for a story, within a day or two, the newspaper and the TV station will do that story. We can do things a lot quicker when things are happening and like that. And I understand this isn't a chop on them, but appreciate what you said there. But there's room.
This is a big community. What it's all about, and I feel like a big thing for the chamber is we want to educate our members and the community. It's not just our members. We want to educate the community because we want a more thriving community, a more thriving business community, a more thriving community. And so being able to talk about things and, you know, personalize someone like Chief Barner, who's one of my first guests, and like people don't know him. I know him relatively well. I wouldn't say we're best friends, but I get to see him quite a bit now. And trying to personalize someone like that and say, hey, you know, our police officers are people too. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of, obviously, it's simmered down. And in Reading, I don't think it was ever really a big problem. But, you know, obviously, the conversation in the national landscape about police officers and all these things are just under the microscope.
You can't have too much press. I think it's really important. I mean, positive press to talk about who the person is, who's in charge, what the face looks like, all of that stuff. Now, you just recently had an event that was again successful in acknowledging legends and leaders in the Reading or the North State, and our good friend Ed
Roman
was what was the award?
So we had legends and leaders about 2 weeks ago, and it was a little bit quieter this year. We love the Sheraton. They do an exceptional job of putting events on, but we're a little bit space constrained, so it was more of a quieter outreach this year. A lot of sponsors, a lot of the people that were being recognized were there, and then that kind of fills up the room. So next year we're going to look at maybe doing it bigger. That's the plan right now. So, allow more people to attend. It's just it's a really fun event. We've been doing it for 46 years. It used to be called the Chamboree. Now it's called Legends and Leaders. And I would say the top award given, which is in partnership with the Record Churchlight, is Citizen of the Year. And a really important point is Citizen of the Year is only voted on by past Citizens of the Year. So I don't have a vote. The community doesn't have a vote. It's only the past Citizens of the Year that get to make that vote. And so this year, Ed Rollman very deservingly won that award. And I mean, he's done so much in this community. He's a really great guy, and I'm really excited that he won it because he's given back to this community, and he's really been one of those, I will say, old guard people that's really had a vision for the future for a long time.
Yes.
Knowing who the next people are coming in, supporting young entrepreneurs, young business owners, and he's just done so much for this community. So really excited that Ed got that award this
year. That's so cool.
A lot of fun.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So we got a couple minutes before the break, and we know that you got to take off. You've got jury duty.
My second day, and I won't go off too much, but, man, the jury selection process is maybe the most inefficient thing I've ever been a part of in my entire life.
Even more than the Marine Corps?
Yeah, I think so. Like, at least I know where I'm going. If I'm going to stand here and get a bunch of shots or hurry up and wait, I know what's going on.
At least we know what's happening.
Medical shots. You know what's going on.
Well, you know
and
what?
The other kind,
yeah.
too.
Linda went. And had to stay to the last, I mean, she was finally called at the end of the day, and she says, I can't be here because I know this, you know, these people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you're excused. Instead of getting rid of that.
Just do it at the beginning.
Is there anybody here that's going to be because of their job or blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, you know, one of the things is, obviously I'm not going to talk about the case.
But,
you know, they talk about bias.
So you've already know about the case already.
Yeah.
They tell you up front.
Because I'm in the room. I'm in the room, like, waiting. But I'm in the audience. I'm not in the
In the audience, which, by the way, it's a beautiful new space.
It's a beautiful space.
We just went in there the other day. I was like,
I had never been
in.
That's, I guess, the one bright side.
Yeah.
I got to see the space for the first time.
Did you have Judge Baker come out and give you words?
No, I did not. Okay. They did a video this year. And then our judge, when we came in, our judge talked a lot about, like, the process.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, it's, I'm like, come on, guys, like, you know, they talk about all these biases. They're asking all the jurors all these biases. And everyone's like, no, yeah, I can be on bias. I'm like, You're full of it.
Every time.
I am so biased. Like, let me tell you why.
You're missing your chance because every time they say, well, this bias, you just raise your hand.
Seriously. I'm like,
and
come on.
Why are you raising your hand? Because that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
And then after like the fifth time, they'll go, excuse me, you can leave.
I'm like, I don't want to get arrested, but what's the line here where I can, I actually texted one of my buddies who's an attorney in town this morning and saying, am I going to get arrested if I just say, hey, I got a bunch of biases. I know all about all this stuff and all these people. So. Just get me out of here.
I know a lot of police. They're my friends.
Right.
And frankly, if you're arrested, it's probably because you're guilty.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
I hear it.
All right. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones, who was like to totally revamp the jury selection.
Doge the jury system.
Doge the jury system in Shasta County. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the ritz.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yeah, woohoo! It's hump day. That means it's all downhill to Friday from here.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder, like, why there are people who don't like that. And is it because...
The word hump.
Oh, please. I mean, it's a camel. You know,
well,
I mean,
of
but the
course
thing,
it
no,
is.
I'm just wondering if it's because they were pestered. You know, you had, like, the brother that pestered you, or you,
well, if that's
you know,
the
like,
case, if that's
or you
the
were
case.
Bullied, and somebody did that all the time. You know, there's just people who are just, that's their nature, and I just say, I think it's funny, and I mean, yeah, there's going to be somebody like that all the time. You know, I don't care where you are.
This portion of the show.
As long as you're not on a plane.
Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst down at 3208 South Market Street. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's been at it for about 30 years. It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, my friends, and I thoroughly recommend them, as does other people who have been through, have been down to see Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he fixes it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance of your windshield going bananas on you at the wrong time. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down, like I said, to 3208 South Market Street. Have Jeff take a look at it or give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He takes it in and puts it in this climate-controlled area. He's fixed, you know, he's fixed a crack on my windshield like 16, 17 years ago. You still can't see it. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we're here with Todd Jones from Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we haven't really talked about a lot of stuff. Your legends and your
legends and leaders.
Legends and leaders.
Yeah,
we talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, Ed Roman.
Ed Roman. And then I want to touch on, I want to give a shout out to Leadership Reading too.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that real quick first
and
then get back in.
Because
it was fun to come in and see Brandon here. So Leadership Reading applications are open right now. They are a member, but I'm also an alumni, which is why I'm a really big fan of it. Applications are open now. I'm not exactly sure when they close, but we have a greeters tomorrow at the Oddfellows Hall. I always call it the Oddfellows Hall, IOOF Hall, right here downtown. Leadership Reading is hosting greeters tomorrow from 8 to 9 a.m. And I was a class of 2018. Brandon was in that class. And I think the best thing about it is, yes, you get to know about a lot of things happening in town, but you also get to meet a bunch of people that you might not otherwise meet. And so I don't talk to Brandon on a regular basis,
right.
But we went through that program in 2018. I see him several times a year now, and we have that bond and that connection now. You know, I have people like Councilmember Tanessa Audette, Travis Menny, who's the new Parks Director at the City of Reading, and just all kinds of people that I've made connections with and went through that program with. So if you're
tell
on the fence
about the program.
About,
how long does it take? What are you learning in the program?
Yeah, sure. So the program is 10 months.
Wow.
Or 9 months.
Wanda Alvey did that.
Yeah, 9 or 10 months. So it starts in September. So the first weekend of September, there is a retreat. It's the first or second weekend of September, a retreat for 2 nights up at Mountain Meadows, typically up in, east towards Lassen. And then you have a meeting the first Thursday of every month, 8 to 5. And those days have different focus days. So days like healthcare day.
Did you say
day,
the first Monday?
The first, sorry.
Thursday.
Thursday of every month until May. And then May is graduation. So September to May. So
it's an intense.
One full day per month.
Okay.
And there's a couple other things that kind of happen throughout the year, but that's the main.
We went down to,
you guys have
the Oddfellows.
Yes,
and talked to all of the leadership reading about radio.
Yeah.
And media on how to, just talking about it, how to, if you're on the show, things you should prepare for and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just seem over.
It's a great program. So I'd encourage people to apply in healthcare day, government day, economic development day.
It does have a cost.
It does. I believe it's $700 per year.
Per year.
Many people, their employers typically pay because I'm hoping one of my staff members, I have a new membership director who started a couple weeks ago, Molly Huffman, who replaced Haley Kennedy, who went to Mercy Foundation North. And I'm happy to pay through the chamber and then, obviously pay her time when she's at leadership writing because the connections she's going to make, it's going to help her for professional development, but it's also going to help the chamber, right? Mm-hmm. Stay connected, meet new people really get plugged into what's going on. So it's a great program.
Okay. Let's change.
Legends and Leaders.
Let's change from that too.
Oh, all right.
We talked a little bit about that.
All right. Whatever you got.
1% proposed sales tax is coming up from, so far it's, was it Dan?
Dennis Morgan.
Dennis Morgan, and he's not telling who else is on the group. And this is coming up from the people and not the city council. And the big difference, the way I understand it, if this is passed in a, referendum or proposition.
Yeah, there's another word for it. Proposition.
Yeah. That if it's passed, it only needs 50 plus one. It doesn't need the 2/3.
Yeah, so I want to start by saying the chamber is aware of it. I think I was quoted in the paper a couple days ago. I'm aware of it. The chamber's aware of it. I know a little bit about kind of what's happening with it, but we are not currently taking a position at the chamber.
Yeah.
We're looking at it. We're trying to understand it. We don't know all the ins and outs of what's happening for sure. So the chamber's evaluating it because I know, we're a business advocacy group first. That's really what we exist for. We're a business advocacy group to try to make Reading. My vision is to make Reading the best place in California to do business. That's my goal.
Yeah.
A tax, some people would say, is not something that's going to help make us more competitive. Some people will say it is going to make us more competitive because we'll have better streets, more cops, better amenities, all these things. So there are certainly two sides to this issue, and we're definitely trying to do our best to kind of navigate through that.
Well, and the thing is, again, talking about a sales tax, nobody wants to pay more.
No.
However, if it can be guaranteed, which supposedly this tax would not go into the general fund from what I understand, that when you have something like this coming from the grassroots, they can say this is going to go to infrastructure, streets,
right,
airport.
My understanding of it, and I don't want to get into too many specifics because I don't want to misspeak or misrepresent the group
because
I'm not part of the group.
We're going to have him on as soon as this thing works its way through the account of the city attorney.
So it is from what I understand, it is a citizens led initiative. So what that means, it's a citizens led initiative to the goal of having a 1% specific sales tax. Because it's citizen-led, they have to get, X amount of signatures. I think it's about 5,500 or 6,000 signatures.
Yeah, it's not that
if that happens, they can place it on the ballot as soon as potentially November. It could be a standalone issue. There could be nothing else on the ballot in November. And because it's citizen-led, it could be a specific tax, which dictates where it goes. It could pass with only 50% plus one.
And it wouldn't, from the way I understand it, from what I've read and people I've talked to, and I don't have any special, I have no special interest in this, but I do have talked to
people.
I know a lot of people that, it would, it's not going to be used for salaries. It's not going to go into, doing, unfunded liabilities. It would go to specific areas that would enhance public safety, infrastructure, parks.
Right.
You know, and it, things that make Reading more attractive.
Exactly. That's my understanding as well.
And that's mine now as of right now.
And the way I understand it is it will be like, it will be specific in the ordinance. They will say, and I don't want to say the numbers because I don't know them. I'm totally guessing. But for an example, this is totally an example. They could say 30% of this is going to go to police. 30% is going to go to fire. 30% is going to go to infrastructure.
I think I've seen that someplace.
You know, 20% or 10% is going to go to parks.
Right.
That's just an example. I don't know what that's going to be.
We're always okay with that, and I've always been okay with that. But when they say it goes into a general fund,
then
we feel betrayed.
Yeah.
Because it did change when one time we did vote, and it went into a general fund, and we thought, well, what is that supposed to mean? We thought it was for roads, and now general fund means you can use it for whatever, and that's not what we voted for.
Right. Right, yeah, it's, the ordinance, my understanding is it's gonna be pretty specific. I think based on that Record of Trade article, it's drafted, and it's going to the city attorney for review. For both sides of the story, I certainly have my personal biases, but from a chamber, there are two sides to the issue. You know, we want to be a more competitive place to do business and live, and we need certain amenities to do that. And what this sales tax could mean, and I don't want to come off sounding like I'm supporting this, but what it could mean is it could mean $30 million additional dollars per year for the city of Reading. Because right now, we get 1% of that 7.25% sales tax in the city of Reading. The state of California takes the other 6.25%. So my personal feeling is like we can take control of this additional 1%, because, and the state of California can't touch it.
Now,
it's ours.
Let's make this clear. This city-generated tax,
correct,
all stays here.
Correct.
100%. Not a cent goes to the state. We're 6% already from
six
the
and a quarter.
Or 6.25% from our initial sales tax goes to the state, and they leave us 1%. This is a huge boon, and the money would stay right here.
Right.
Now, but you know what it's going to come down to? We've got to take a break. It's got to come down to trust.
Trust is a huge issue.
Trust is going to be the huge issue.
Yeah.
So, this portion of the show, speaking of trust, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, founded in 1960, just about when Todd was born.
A little bit earlier.
Maybe your dad wasn't even born then. I'm not sure. And it's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Been in the same location since 1967. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. I make appointments at 530-244-9478 so I can just set something up that works on my schedule. Come in there, get a great haircut. I've been going there since 2007. It's man's last stronghold. Let me reiterate this. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's great. Love it. We'll be right back with Todd Jones of the Chamber of Commerce.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sunflowers. blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Shasta College Community Education Catalog for spring summer is out. You may have received a hard copy in your mailbox, or you can view all the courses online. If you're looking for some fun adventures, maybe you want to get in shape, or maybe you're looking to start a side hustle or new business. The community education courses have something for everyone. Check it out today at shastacollege.edu.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, by the way,
welcome back.
I just want to let you know you're playing great music this morning.
Yeah, if you push those buttons.
Thank you. I try.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, you know what? During the break, he comes. Ben comes. Somebody's on the racket computer, which is big because that's what plays all the spots. And I said, how long have they been on? He says, just I think when the break came on, they got on it, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's one of our guys who are doing this from, it could be Jim, it could be somebody.
Remote.
Doing it remotely. And they know they've got 3 minutes.
They got in to fix
to
something.
Get in there, so they're in there clicking on things. But it is unsettling because somebody's taking over my computer that that plays everything. Yeah. So anyway, we're back. And we're back with Todd Jones from Reading Chamber of Commerce. We've been talking about the this
sales tax.
This new sales tax. Okay, so you've got like 10 minutes.
Here. Yeah,
so
a little less than.
Okay, so lay it on us.
Well, I was just
going
to say,
going on?
For the sales tax or anything else, you want to say on sale?
Well, we've hit that. We're going to talk a lot more about that.
Yeah.
What's going on in Reading? I do see, you know, there's new business, but I see other businesses are leaving or failing.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to business owners in this area, including Hilltop.
Sure.
They are going through hell right now.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh gosh, that's a big question. There's a lot going on. I mean, you know, I'm thinking about the ribbon cuttings that we do. We don't do business closing parties. Maybe we should. Sometimes I think we should. Not a party, not to celebrate, but like, hey,
just to recognize them.
Yeah, thank you for your years.
Yeah, you've
business.
Done this for a long time.
Some of them have been around for.
Some of them have been around for a long time, but we also do a lot of ribbon cuttings, and we're doing like a ribbon cutting like a week right now.
Oh, but cool. Are they local or are they?
Are they
more franchised? I mean, we're getting
probably
franchised 50, out. 50.
They're probably 50-50. They're probably 50-50.
Good.
It's pretty, even.
Yeah.
I mean, we had one last week at Juniper Healthcare, or 2 weeks ago. No, it was last week, and they're doing Medicare for it's like Prestige, so it's the owners of Prestige Urgent Care opening up a Medicare clinic
Ooh.
Because there's a big, big, big need for Medicare providers, and so they opened up a clinic on East Street, just like 2.5 blocks
Excellent.
From here. And they They're local owners, and it's just to serve Medicare patients. It's called Juniper Healthcare. So it's a great, great program. And again, I don't want to spend too much time on that.
No, no, that's positive, that's something great, I have not seen.
Yeah. The doctor is my age, one of the owners, Dr. Curran from Trinity County. We grew up
all
together.
Right.
But he came back. You know, he went to UCLA, went to medical school, and came back to Reading. He's one of the owners of Prestige Urgent Care, and they just opened Juniper, and it really is. You know, the Medicare shortage is a big deal. Dr. Dinick was there when Dr. Moo took over as public health director.
Sure.
I believe a lot of his patients went, you know, had to find someone else to go to. I don't know all the specifics.
You know, you hear Medicare, Medicaid. What about TRICARE? I wonder how many are
on TRICARE up here.
Yeah.
Well, there was a stat a long time ago that we had the most amount of veterans per capita. I don't know if that's true anymore.
Yes.
But there was a while when I first came here that people were not taking TRICARE.
We had 10 primaries that took TRICARE. When I first, when I married Carl, I was like, what?
Yeah. And I don't have TRICARE, but I don't believe you can get all your stuff taken care of at the clinic.
No, well.
On Knighton.
Well, on that one, for veterans, it's a, you know, you get down there, you know, you can be seen, they can send you out to specialists and all that. But, if you're going out in town, your first insurance is, Medicare or whatever it is.
If you're 65.
Your second one then becomes TRICARE. Yeah. TRICARE is your, you know, that plan.
Supplemental.
Yeah. But that's good news to know.
Yeah.
See, that's good.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I'd say other stuff too, in the few minutes I have left. You know, we do a business confidence survey twice a year. We do it with Golden Valley Bank, and we are about to send out the results probably within the next week
It as confident? I mean, I tell you what, I fill that out every the first one that came out, I wasn't real confident.
We've done it for years.
I know.
The chamber. And the last one we did was September of 2024. The new one was February of 2025. We sent it out January, February.
Something like that.
And I'll tell you, again, the results aren't out yet, but I'll just give you the sneak preview right here. People are a lot more confident. 2024 was a rocky year. Regardless of who won the election, there was a lot of uncertainty, and people didn't know, am I going to invest? Am I going to hire new people in all kinds of different industries? And I'll say, yes, we're getting a lot of franchises, which at the end of the day, big business, small business, local business out of town, I like them all because their people are investing here. They're building new buildings. Yep. They're hiring employees. They're paying sales tax.
It's movement.
All of these things.
It's movement and it's growth.
You look at that Costco area in South Bonneville.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty intense.
Going back to your survey.
Yeah.
In September, I was one of those people that I thought, we're in trouble here.
Yeah.
In January, I looked at it and I thought, I think things are going to get better. And I don't think you're going to get astronomically better, but I think
everybody
things are gonna,
on all fronts is much more positive about the outlook.
More positive.
And again, we live in an area that voted overwhelmingly for President Trump. However, I've talked to a lot of manufacturers in the area in the last couple of weeks. People are like, oh gosh, this tariff stuff is kind of a pain in the butt. Because we like a lot of what's going on. We support President Trump, whatever that case may be. But I'm having a hard time getting bids because my vendors are saying, well, I don't know what the price of steel is going to be. It could be this tariff. It could be this. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, at the end of the day, it's like, hey, quit jerking me around. Just it's what the bid is now. It's subject to change, but right now this is the cost. So
right.
This is what we're going to bid you on. But it's been a little bit of a rocky road. There's a lot of good things that have come in the last 100 days or so, but there's also been a lot of,
a lot of unease.
And uncertainty,
Brandon came in, not because things had happened, but this would happen if the cuts occurred.
Yeah.
Kind of like, no, the sky's not falling, but we have to prepare ourselves if these, you know, if delays or cuts, what impact this would have on, would we say, 60,000 people?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you look at, when I worked for Congressman Herter, his last role, he was the chairman of the healthcare subcommittee. And, we talked a lot about healthcare and entitlements. Entitlements are 60%+ of our federal budget. 60%+. That is a huge majority for Medicare, Medi-Cal, and Social Security. And, hey, as important as those programs are, there's got to be a way to look at what's going to happen. Because in a couple of years, they're all going to be insolvent.
Well, here's the thing is we know, and I'm not saying it's Medicaid or Medi-Cal or Medicare, but we know in Social Security, these payments going out are finding billions.
Yeah.
Billions and billions of
the
dollars.
The people who are dead are still getting paid.
It's getting, they're improper payments.
Yeah.
You know, they shouldn't be getting them. And then, you know, I mean, every time they turn over a rock out there, kids under the age of 11 getting millions of dollars right. during COVID.
I mean, on the Medicare for Brandon and for Juniper, who just opened up,
yeah.
what Brandon is working on and what he's doing and what Juniper's doing and how Medicare's changed yeah. a bit, they're trying to incentivize providers to keep people out of hospitals. So
well,
what,
that's the whole thing.
You know, so hey, if we can pay you at Juniper to check in on people, make sure they're taking their medications. And I kind of missed the last part of Brandon's conversation here. But if we can keep people healthy that are on Medicare and keep them out of the hospital, we're going to save the system a ton of money.
Great.
Take a look at Ready Ranch Rios.
That's amazing.
This is exactly what Glenn Hayward was doing. Is we see them, we keep them healthy, we give them, I mean, they, you know, diet, all this type of information. And what's that do? It keeps them out of the emergency rooms, which is where, you know, in the hospitals, which
yeah,
is really a huge
very
strain.
Expensive.
So if, you know, if they can get that together, you know, where people are taken care of before they have to go
absolutely.
To the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much
you
for
know,
having
I can't, you know, I can't wait to see what the jury you're going to be on.
I'm getting out of it in the next hour.
Yeah, just go in there.
You don't even know.
I'm either
going to
get out of it or get arrested. Yeah. We'll see. I don't
just
know.
Go in there and just have projectile vomiting.
Yeah,
that's
good point.
Always works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
All right,
thanks a lot, buddy. We'll see you next month.
We're going to take an early break.
We'll see you early.
Let's take an early break.
Take an early break.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Experience glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
And welcome back to our Wednesday edition, the 12th. The 12th of March. Okay, 57 degrees. We are under a wind advisory once again. Looks like we could have a gust up to 25 miles per hour, and the prediction is that tomorrow could be even a higher gust of wind. So we do have showers throughout the week, and Friday night's going to be down to 39. So that's what we're heading for with just an overview of that. All right, wanted to talk about something that I thought was very interesting. RFK is talking about radical transparency in order to make America healthy again. According to Kennedy, the current use of seed oils was having impact on public health. He says he was on Hannity, and this is from that interview. He said, well, you know, processed foods and seed oil is one of the components of processed foods. And that is, you know, all the science indicates that ultra-processed foods are what are behind the principal culprit, and it's an extraordinary explosion, the epidemic we have of chronic disease. When my uncle was president, 3% of Americans had chronic disease. And the reason I say this is when you look at pictures from people on the beach in the 1970s.
Are you saying this right now?
Yeah.
Or is he, okay.
I'm saying sidebar. When you look at pictures of people on the beach in 1970s, you do not see a bunch of belly fat and obesity. You just don't. Today, 60% of chronic Americans have 60% do. We have 66% of adults are diabetic or pre-diabetic, and 38% teens. When you and I were kids, Sean, this is RFK talking to Sean, the average pediatrician would see one case of juvenile diabetes in his lifetime and maybe over 40 to 50 in a career. Today, one of every three kids who walks into his office is a diabetic or pre-diabetic. This is a problem. And with the fact that I believe that it's in our food. I do. Well, I think you have to work extra hard. And here's an example, and I want to share this with you. I have a friend that said that, you know, and I think it's great that I think doctors are starting to really look at diets now, how important diets are. And they talk about people that, you know, just like the other night when we did heart health and we had both the cons talking about the fact that the Mediterranean diet is the best diet you can be on for heart health. And not any of these other fad diets. The Mediterranean diet is not a fad diet. It's been around for, many years. But a friend of mine was telling me that while her spouse was at the doctor, he had talked about the chicken. I see that you eat, like he was talking about his diet, you eat a lot of chicken. So do not do chicken, he was saying, with hormones. And so they were thinking about the chicken that they buy or when they go get the spits, you know, the chicken that you get that's roasted.
The rotisserie chicken.
They love that.
Now, rotisserie chicken, I don't know about the chicken itself, but the stuff that they put on the rotisserie chicken, you know, and inject into the chicken is, you know, what's that like? I mean, there's salt and all types of things. Does that have an impact? Now, what also the RFK was talking about today or yesterday, he was talking of things like Ozempic and these weight loss, you know, and Wegovy or whatever that thing's called. And he said, if you look at what their companies are saying, the first thing they say is you should do exercise and diet before you go to these. Mm-hmm. And he said, we just have glossed over that. His thing is not MAGA. It's MAHA. Make America healthy again.
Uh-huh.
And there's starting to be people buying in. Steak and Shake, which is one of the oldest fast food places in the United States, changed from the seed oil to beef tallow. Now, if you remember when people were using beef tallow, you know, the
physicians and all these people, oh no, it's fat. No, you can't do that. You gotta change over to, you know, to sunflower oil and all these things. And so they did. Well, as it turns out, beef tallow fat, rendered fat, is better than the seed oil.
Because according, you can digest
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because according to our, yes.
If you look at your oils, if you read, if you go to Google, if you, you know, you can actually go to YouTube, but my dad just had, surgery on his hands and was complaining. I said, you need to go to YouTube and watch the operation. You can watch everything on YouTube. So go to YouTube and look up oils and see what oils do not digest. They do not break down into your body, and therefore, where is it going to go? It goes into your gut. It affects your health. On
you know
such
what?
A, such a
we can talk about this,
yeah.
And I know you're an expert.
In I'm many, no expert.
Not an expert, but I know that you study this. We need to get somebody in here that can talk about this, because things that we've been told for over the years
yes.
are unhealthy. Now we're finding out. Well, not so fast.
Right.
Maybe we should be able to do this. You know, maybe we can use rendered beef. Or what about meat being healthy for you, that it makes you stronger? However, if you've got meat, and whether it's chicken, poultry, lamb, whatever, pigs, that have had hormones pumped into them, what effect does that have on you? And I'm not, again, it's is not the sky
well,
is
I
falling,
mean,
but to
easy.
Have, to take a look at it.
What
and say,
you, what you eat, you are what you eat. How can you not be what you eat? So here's the thing, is that are you eating about, I mean, have you ever written down really, like, for a week, what you eat? What you drink, what you eat. Have you been doing your water, whatever? Have you really written down, like, oh, I use ketchup on this. How much ketchup? How much mayonnaise? How much cereal? What's the sugar content? Have you really just done a study of what you put into your body? It can affect your mind. It can affect your health, your disposition.
You know what? We need to do that.
Okay.
It mine's easy. Salami.
Yep.
Bread, cheese. Ramen noodles.
Which is horrific.
No, I read up on ramen noodles. Now, they can be if you use too many of them.
Okay.
But ramen noodles occasionally is fine. Now.
And I know some of the food supply people that are doing this are like, well, we can't change. It's going to cost us millions of dollars to stop using this particular oil in order to change in our, like, you know, the plop, plop, ploop, or whatever you do within a, you know, a plant.
Let's just say, In-N-Out Burger, which is one of the most popular places in the United States to get hamburgers, fresh, everything like this. They fried their, potatoes, I believe, and it's in a oil. It's not a meat product oil. It's just, it's a quote, healthy oil.
It's the only fast food, for me personally, I'm just saying, of all the places to get a hamburger and fries, it's the only fast food that doesn't upset my stomach. I can eat it and not be, you know, have that thing that happens with the other fast foods.
Okay. Tomorrow, Simpson University is going to join us. They've got a lot of stuff happening out there. You know, they've started the women's flag football out there, which is a new sport sweeping the country. They have their big Christian Fellowship or Fellowship of Christians event coming out there for all athletes. They're going to be out there on the 28th. And a lot of other things that are happening around town that we like talking about. Okay, let's continue on. The tariffs, they have, you know, we're going to throw a tariff on you, and the new Prime Minister of Canada says, fine, I'm going to put a 25% tariff on electricity going into the United States. Oh, yeah? Well, then we're going to do a 50% tax on aluminum and metals going back to you. And so both sides, after they peed on each other's leg, stepped back and said, okay, let's just hold off on that. The one thing that concerns me, though, one thing, is we're getting all this electricity from Canada. Why shouldn't we be, you know, quote, let me say it, energy independent, that we don't have to rely on another country for energy, for oil, for, you know,
think, you know, for being able to produce our energy in our country. I mean, that kind of bothers me, is that they can, well, and it affects three different states up along the Canadian border, like Minnesota and, you know, Minnesota. It can affect them. So why aren't we energy independent so that we don't have to worry about that? Again.
Well, I think
that's... Again, it's one of those things. What else? The Board of Supervisors meeting lasted...
How long?
3 hours.
Oh, I guess it's coming back
Three hours, which is kind of cool. It's only 3 hours instead of 12 hours. So they only had a couple of things they talked about. I heard Kevin on Sue's show this morning. You know, and plus they've got, you know, the Elections Commission has been reined back in. And see, what else was it? You know, there's a lot of things going on with the city council, with the Board of Supervisors, and it can be done quicker and better if people just get along. I'm not saying you acquiesce to a word they say. I'm just saying is if we get along and we're a little more, you know,
civil,
we can move things along. It doesn't have to turn into a fist fight. Like the other day, they raised the tax on marijuana. You know, that they haven't, you know, that was the direction they gave. And there was like 100 people in there did not like that idea of all, these are store owners and employees and users. And as somebody said, smells like marijuana in here. And, so, I mean, this really got, you know, this got a little contentious. Anyway. Okay, tomorrow, Simpson University, plus a couple other guests that we're going to roll in here with, and watch out there, my friends. The wind's going to start blowing hard. The rain is going to start pouring down. But have a good day, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.